The Blank Generation. This is the term used to describe that era in late 20th century American culture, roughly 1974 to 1981, that spawned the punk, glam, and new wave rock movements. Blank Generation was coined from the title of a song written by New York rocker Richard Hell.
I belong to the blank generation and I can take it or leave it each time. Well, I belong to the generation, but I can take it or leave it each time. I belong to the blank generation and I can take it or leave it each time. Well, I belong to the generation, but I can take it or leave it each time.
With this song, Hell was referring to himself and the youthful tribe of nihilistic, androgynous, antagonistic artists who prowled the streets of New York City in the 70s. They were disgusted, they were decadent, and they didn't care who they offended. What was the Blank Generation's night spot of choice? It was the Country Bluegrass and Blues Club, which opened December 1973 at its current location in the Bowery District. The club became both famous and infamous for what happened there. It also became better known as CBGB. Its owner, Hilly Kristal, now proudly proclaims the club as the home of underground rock on his website, cbgb.com. Three of the bands that regularly played at CBGB's during its 70s heyday, the Ramones, Blondie, and Talking Heads, have all been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The nightclub's past glory is secure. But CBGB's future was highly uncertain at the time we spoke to Hilly Kristal for this special.
Now I'm just trying to get a new place because that's the most important thing. I have a possible spot. Still looking in New York, though I haven't found anything. This morning, I looked at a place. It's possible if they allow me to have a liquor license, but I don't know. Right now, they have a moratorium on liquor licenses in Manhattan. No more are issued. So even though I have one here, it's the location. I can't move this license. We'll see.
CBGB became the gravitational center of an expanding galaxy of young, daring new bands. And as any evolutionist will tell you, an expanding galaxy of stars presupposes a Big Bang. The Big Bang that created the Blank Generation of rock stars had just occurred a few months before Hilly Kristal opened his nightclub. That Big Bang was the New York Dolls. They were a multi-ethnic aggregation of street toughs who had decided to dress up in their girlfriends' clothes to shock audiences and to turn masculine, feminine stereotypes on their heads. While most of America was listening to the soft rock group America in 1973,
venture a highway in the sunshine.
In the know, teenagers in New York City were listening to this.
My personality crisis, please don't cry. It's just a personality crisis, please don't stop. Because I want a personality, not a personality.
The New York Dolls kick-started punk with their stripped-down aggressive sound. They also inspired the glam rock movement with their mascarat outrageous look.
Hello. Am I myself? No. Oh, yeah. I'm David Johansson now. I want to be glam, but Syl wants me to be glitter. So that's where Syl and I disagree.
Martin?
I want to be glam. I want to be glam, but he says, no, you got to be glitter rock. And I'm like, oh, man.
Jump on, fly, jump on, down.
David Johansen from the DVD One Day It Will Please Us to Remember Even This, and the Dolls' 1973 classic, Jet Boy. Besides early punk and glam bands, another category of Blank Generation stars was being pulled into CBGB's gravitational field. Let's call them the neurotic New Yorkers, vaguely dangerous and visually disdainful, the musical progeny of Lou Reed, if you will. The first and most captivating of this new category to play CBGBs was the band Television.
I'm
The most successful of this category has to be Talking Heads, with David Byrne, their intellectual leader, going all the way into the MTV generation with his eclectic mix of world music and his edgy, eccentric style.
Wait a minute. Everybody, get in line. Nothing can come between us. Nothing gets you down. Nothing strikes your fancy. Nothing turns you on. You don't have to wait for more instructions. No one makes a monkey out of me. We lie on our backs, feet in the air, rest in relaxation, rock it to my brain. Step into the magician.
In 1976, two new bands hit CBGB's stage. They were Blondie, led by the telegenic Debbie Harry, and the leather-jacketed punk rockers, the Ramones.
I saw you standing on the corner. You looked so big and fine. I really wanted to go out with you. So when you smiled, I laid my heart on the line.
Heard Ex-Offender from Blondie, released in 1976, and Judy is a Punk, also released in 1976 by the Ramones. CBGB had become the rock and roll club to play if you were an aspiring blank generation band, and it was the place to be seen in and to have a great time while you were in New York City. Richard Hell and his band, the Voidoids, even wrote a song about the place. It was called Down at the Rock and Roll Club. What the hell? Let's let Richard take us to the break.
Said, Richard, are you gonna go out tonight? I am uncertain, I ain't feeling too right. But I rip up my shirt, wipe the melody blood. Yeah, I'm going out into sight. Wow! Yeah! It's thin, dim night like the rest. At the door of the club, lounging, I so undressed. And you open the door, and the noise takes the floor. Oh, baby, night after night, here tonight is the best. Yeah! The group, when's the set gonna start? She says, I know that girl, there's a tattoo on her heart. She pivots in rage and the band is to stay. Sexy love ricochets round everyone's paw. I say, everybody's waiting, I want moments like these. Oh, baby, get me drunk, I'll go to my knees. Such a surge of love, oh, the horn don't explode. Everyone you ever saw indulging in squeeze, yeah! Whoa!